It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And now we're turning our attention to our new daily focus. And our focus for this week is relationships. And focusing for today is going to be the foundations of a godly relationship. So we are focusing on the biblical principles that form the foundation of a healthy, God-centered relationship. And key values such as love, trust, respect, and mutual submission are integral to cultivating relationships that honor God and reflect God's love. So in the course of our conversation with Mfundis, we'll be talking about and delving into passages like Ephesians chapter 5, 21 to 33, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to verse 7. Joining me now is the good pastor who is helping us navigate our way through this conversation, Pastor Ephraim Mutoya. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my dear brother and our listener out there.
Thank you very much, Mfundiswam. Thank you. So what does it mean to have a God-centered relationship?
Thank you very much for that question. Basically, a God-centered relationship is a healthy relationship where biblical principles are actually the values of that relationship. In other words, the biblical principles are the things that adhere to that relationship, the principles that govern that relationship. And so the relationship is actually a healthy one because it's God-centered. In other words, because of your love for God, then your relationship is conducted in such a way that it's in harmony with God and His own principles.
Yeah, that's a very posh and polished way of putting it. How does it differ from other types of relationships, Mfundisi?
Well, it differs from other types of relationship because, for example, other types of relationship may be based on things that have to do with selfish motives, you know, selfish motives. They could be based on certain things that that motivate that particular relationship. But this one is motivated by God and His love for Him. Yes. So that's the thing that makes it different. Maybe I could put it this way, that when it is a God-centered relationship, this is a relationship, just to give you an example, that will not leave the principles of God. I'll give you an example. For example, there are certain relationships that thrive on things that are actually wrong, on things that are evil. Okay? I'll give you an example. In 1 Corinthians 13, it simply says that love does not delight in evil. Okay? It does not delight in evil. So if I would give you, like, if it is a young man and a young lady, they are not married, and then they want to have sex, which is outside marriage, or maybe one of them is married and they want to have sex, and that is you know, adultery according to God. Therefore, that if that is in this relationship, for them, they would say, we are making love. For them, they would say, well, this is a way to express our love for each other. But yet, when it is a God-centered relationship, you cannot have sex as a proof for love. You cannot have sex and say, yeah, this is a way to continue loving each other, to show that we love each other. No, it can't be there. So that's the difference between the God-centered relationship and this other relationship. Now, here's a very interesting part. When you're talking of a God-centered relationship, this is a relationship that will give you no regrets, that will give you no regrets whatsoever. If you have ever heard of a particular phrase from young people, they'll say something like, oh, that man is a bad man, or, you know, he used me. Yeah. You know, what they mean by saying he used me they're actually referring to the fact that in their relationship, they engage themselves in unauthorized sex activities. And because of that, they feel so bad because this person, they thought probably this would lead to some commitment in their relationship. But there was nothing like that. And the person moves on that way. So that's why it is different. With God-centered relationship is different because you not have the regrets that are there in relationships that are not God-centered. And God-centered relationships definitely will have those key values such as honesty, such as respect, trust, love, and all those things are the things that you'd find in a God-centered relationship.
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 particularly. How does mutual submission in this passage shape our understanding of a healthy, God-centered relationship?
Thank you very much. Mutual submission there is simply talking about mutual respect. Yeah, where you respect the other person. So that one is called mutual respect. Now, a mutual submission. Now, you realize that actually, just a verse or so after that, there is something that many brothers celebrate, and they say, it says, women submit to your husband. Okay? Yeah. So there they celebrate that because it's like you are the leader and this person is supposed to salute you. Okay? It's supposed to salute you. But here, what we're talking about is mutual respect for one another. Yes.
That's verse 21. Respect. Verse 21 says, submit one to another. And is that referring to couples? That submit one to another?
Others may say it refers to those who are not couples.
Absolutely.
But when you look at the text itself, you realize that even the verse that follows literally says, wives, submit to your husband.
Absolutely. Okay? So when you read the whole chapter, you discover that Paul is addressing the church. And then later on, as he concludes his address to the church, he says, submit. At verse 21, he says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And then from verse 22, he speaks to couples, beginning with the wife and then the husband. Again, I ask, verse 21, in your understanding, is this referring to couples or is this referring to the church?
Well, when you look at the whole chapter of chapter 5 of Ephesians,
right,
you realize it's divided in such a way that the first 7 verses is talking about we walking in love. And then chapter, verse 8 to verse 14, talking about walking in the light. And then when you look at verse 15 to 21, it's talking about walking in wisdom.
Right. And yes. Who's doing this walking? Is this talking to couples only?
Not to couples only.
Yeah, so who is he talking to here?
Yeah, it's not only to couples.
Yeah.
It's actually to everyone. But here it is saying that we need to respect one another.
Yes.
Okay?
So who is this we? This is everyone. This is the church, right?
Yes, this is everyone.
Okay.
It's not only wives,
yeah.
It's not only husbands.
Absolutely.
And that's why I was drawing you to verse 22, where it is literally talking about wives submitting to their husband.
Absolutely.
And I think we are able to get a lesson from verse 22.
Okay.
It's important for us to just look at verse 22, because we're able to get a lesson from there, because it's literally saying, wives, submit to your own husbands.
Right.
And here, it's basically, if it was in military terms, it's simply saying, may you salute your husband.
Okay.
Yeah, okay? That's what it simply means. May you salute your husband. In other words, may you humble yourself to the authority of your husband. And here, when you look at that, then we can come to verse 21. Yeah, to verse 21, it is saying, may you submit you know, yourselves to one another. Okay? And there it is talking about respecting one another. Okay? And the Bible literally says this should be done in the fear of God.
Hmm.
Yes. In the fear of God means in your choice to be in harmony with the principles of God, in the fear of God, submit to one another.
Yeah.
So this is not only women, and this is not only men. This is everybody.
Right.
We must respect each other when we are in any relationship.
All right. So you've already touched on the qualities of love. You touched on beautiful there. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, verse 4 to 7. I do want us, though, to talk about the idea of trust. Why is trust a fundamental component of a God-centered relationship?
Thank you very much. Trust is so important in any relationship. Literally any relationship. Trust is very important because what trust does, it gives you the you know, that particular position where you are able to have confidence in this person, that this person has my interest at heart.
Mm.
Okay.
Pastor, you still there?
Of trust. Yeah, when you talk of trust in relationships, you are actually referring to a person relying on another person because you feel safe, you know, with that person. Yeah, you feel safe with that person. For example, I trust my wife so much that I can actually, you know, before I sleep, I can even chop some you know, some watermelon and eat some watermelon and then later sleep with the knife just next to my bed. Why? Because I know, even if I'm asleep, I trust her.
Yeah.
She can't harm me. I'm safe, you know, with her.
Yes.
I have confidence that I will not get hurt. I have confidence that she is not going to be violent against me.
Right, right.
So because of that, I trust my... And now when there is trust, it actually it makes you to be friends. Where there is trust, it makes you to be friends because it's like a trust allows you, for lack of better terms, to be vulnerable. That I can even... it will be well. So I hope I've shared something.
Yes, yes, that's yes. As we conclude, Mfundis, do you want to give us examples of how we can build trust and perhaps also examples of how we can demonstrate respect? Just a few examples in 1 minute or two, and then we can close.
Thank you so much. How can we build trust?
Yeah.
We ought to be open to one another. Yes, we ought to be open to one another. Yeah, because once we are open to one another, okay, once we are open to one another, you realize that actually it will build trust. The other thing is we must be consistent. Yes, we must be consistent. In other words, we should not be this and tomorrow we are the other. We should not say this and tomorrow we do something else. No. So there must be consistency. Okay. The other one is we should be able to show love, care, fairness, and being honest to the person we are in a relationship with and to any other. This is very key to any other. Because if you tell me that I should trust you, but I see that you are not trustworthy to another person, then I will know that even myself, I should not trust you. It's like somebody who, you know, comes to you and he wants to be a sellout of his own blood brother.
Mm.
You cannot trust that person, because if he can be a sellout to his own blood brother because you're giving him money, definitely you, who is not the blood brother, he will equally sell you if he can find a highest bidder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that in itself means how you treat the person in a relationship with you and how you treat others.
Right.
In your words, in your actions, in your choices, that can build trust.
Right.
So trust is like character. It's something that should not change at all.
Yeah.
It's something that should not change at all. No matter the circumstances, no matter the season, it should not change. Yes. It should not change. So that is basically what is there when it comes to trust. Now, you mentioned something about relationship. Wow. About respect in a relationship. Now, I want you to know that...
Yes, actually, I was asking how can we... Just give us an example of how we can demonstrate. Well, our time is already up, Mfun, so I need you to just do it in a minute now, please.
How we demonstrate our respect for a person who is in a relationship with us is by way of respecting their choices, by way of respecting their words, by way of esteeming them according to the Bible, you know, to be very important, okay? And by way of humbling ourselves. So that way, you discover that it shall be well. The last one I could give you, how we demonstrate respect, is one, by making sure that the boundaries you have set, you respect them. The rules you have set for that relationship, you respect them. And by way of actually, you know, showing that they are a priority in your life, and also by being faithful to them and faithful to that relationship. When you take that particular route of being responsible, honest in your relationship, then you realize that is a way of respecting your partner in a relationship.
Okay. All right. We'll take that, Mfundisi. We really appreciate it. We have a week-long lessons worth of all this that is important for us to understand about relationships. Pastor Motoya, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day further.
I appreciate it. Stay blessed too. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. That was Pastor Ephraim Motoya talking to us about the foundations of a godly relationship. Oh, God help us. We do need godly relationships.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.